Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Now, I don't know about y'all, but I was in the quarantine by myself because the Lord didn't tell me that this was coming, so I didn't have time to trap a man. And I don't have any roommates because I'm doing well. And... So I was by myself for too long. And I knew I was by myself for too long when I bumped into my coffee table and said, "Excuse me." And then got mad when my coffee table didn't apologize. So now I'm in my living room going, oh, so you're not gonna say nothing? That's what we doing in here, coffee table? I needed some help. It's what I needed. I needed some help. I'm talking to furniture. It was a hard time for your girl.
Dolce Sloan with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. All right, 7:25. So when does life slow down?
I want the answer to that question.
I'm going to tell you.
I hope it's soon.
It may have already passed.
Oh, God.
Also, the secret weapon to preventing holiday weight gain. This is very exciting. I love this. Time for your news that didn't make the news on this Thursday, the 2nd of December of 2021. If you hit the ground running after school, you know, you finish college or or you get out of trade school or whatever, and then you get married and have kids.
Yeah.
You may be wondering, when is life finally going to slow down?
I mean, is it when the kids go off to college? Is it before then? Is it after... You know, they move out of the house? Is it after they graduate college? Is it when they turn 26 and they're responsible for their own insurance?
Yeah, maybe.
And how old will you be when all that transpires? It might happen sooner than you think. In a new survey, the average person expects the pace of life to slow down at the age of 43.
That's a lie.
I think it is a lie.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I mean, you're just getting ramped at 43, aren't you?
I feel like I am running more now than I have my entire life.
Yeah, it's weird. I kind of feel like the same, but I've had a lot going on. So a lot of it is self-imposed. I can't necessarily complain. And then there are some other things that were out of my control that happened that have kept me busy as well. But the average person, the average adult... also feels that they get only 7.5 hours to themselves every week, or a little over 1 hour per day.
See, that's part of my problem is I require 5 hours a day for me to feel like I've got my stuff together.
Of alone time.
Where
of
alone
time. Okay. Well, alone time to get done
whatever I want.
And some days that's sitting and staring at a wall. Other days that's running around, you know, flitting around my house, getting things done.
Yeah,
you know,
that sounds
sitting
like a
and
lot,
reading.
Jen. So how much are you sleeping at night? If you're working here from, let's say, 5:30 until noon-ish, 11:30. And then what time do you have to pick up Jacob?
I pick him up at school at 2:30. Oh, I don't get anywhere close to my 5 hours.
How are you making that happen?
It's not. And that's why I'm a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. That's why I'm struggling.
Your
that's why I'm overwhelmed.
Is amazing.
I know,
thank
you.
Do you feel like 5 hours to yourself sounds like a bit much?
Sure it does. But I'm also, you know, you got to think about how we grew up. And I was an only child who spent a lot of time alone creating my own world in my mind.
Creating your own fun.
And creating my own fun. And that's what I'm accustomed to having that kind of freedom, you know, not doing everything on everybody else's time or everybody else's rules or how, you know. So for me to be constantly going and not have that time, 5 hours is a lot. I mean, I'd probably get by with 3. Really?
But you want 5.
I would love 5 would be optimal.
Because then you could take a nap and do all the stuff that you want to do.
I mean, I don't have time to just sit down and read. I love to just read. Mm-hmm. I love to write, and I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah.
I'm doing none of the things that, you know, really make me come alive because I'm so busy taking care of other things.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not alone. You know, a lot of people are in that same boat. And those who are lucky enough to have been able to slow down.
How'd you do it? What did you do?
By just getting through those stages of life, say that their life is roughly 53% better than it was before. Wow. And 40% of people admit to feeling envious of those who are able to live life at a slower pace. So, yeah, it's a real thing, man. I mean, that's...
And, I mean, I take responsibility for the busyness of my life because they all are choices that I'm making. You know, I could choose differently. I mean, instead of all of the things I do with my kid who's now 20 years old, I could choose to not do those things.
Yeah.
Like, right? But why would you want to? Like, he's thriving in all of those
things.
Like,
exactly.
As a parent, I would feel like... I know we're running a lot, and when my kid comes to me and says, I don't want to do dance anymore, I'll be like, okay, great.
Yeah.
But right now, you're loving it.
And see, and that's the thing, too, is it's like I can claim I'm doing all of that. I don't have any control over my life, and I don't get to do any of the things I want to do. The honest to God's truth is everything that I'm doing are things that I want to do because I'm choosing to do them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's I just need more hours in my day. Is what I need. Can we expand from the 24-hour thing and make days 30 hours long? And then I could get another hour or two of sleep and then
everything.
Have the rest of the hours to do the stuff that I'm not doing right now that I want
to. I'll tell you what, Kristen raised three kids who are all adults now. The last one is in, she's a sophomore in college. So, you know, we're pretty much empty nesters. So you could argue that life has really slowed down for her. And the interesting thing in watching this transition, because I've known her since the days when those kids were little and she was in, like you, in the car.
For us, spend four and a half hours in the car some days.
And it was go, little time for anything else.
Yeah.
And it's funny to watch how selfish she's become of her time. And I don't mean that, and I'm not knocking her.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just interesting seeing how, you know, when the kids all come to town.
Intentional is maybe a better word.
It's great. And then, but then when they leave, she's like, I thought they'd never leave. I need my time back.
Does she ever feel like, not bored, but I would feel like I feel like we run a lot and we do whatever, but selfishly, I also am like, we're not going to overschedule ourselves. But I feel like once my kid moves out and I'm not working here and things like really slow down, that I will feel like I'm not doing enough.
If you're like Kristen, you will fill it up. You will find projects and things that you enjoy. Yeah, I mean, last night she went out with a bunch of girlfriends and they hit Walmart, they went toy shopping, and then they all went back to someone's. Then they do this for charity, and they're all wrapping presents. And
oh, that's great.
She's getting to do a lot of that. She just changed jobs, so it's her time now.
Yeah.
She's excited nice. About it. Her eldest daughter is getting married, so that's kind of a fun project for her as well.
Yeah.
So it's nice being able to choose on your terms, living life on your own terms. It's a precious gift.
Someday I'll have that too, and it'll be glorious.
That's right. You will. All right. Someone asked young people to name old people trends they would like to get rid of. Here are a few things that older people do that young people passionately dislike. Claiming the customer is always right. Younger people have a different attitude about it. They feel that they ought to be allowed to stand up for themselves if a customer is being abusive or unreasonable.
Yeah.
And I agree with them.
And we need to define abusive and unreasonable because I think those are very subjective.
I think you need to watch how you talk to people.
I think everyone should be respectful.
Absolutely.
Well,
and a lot of the time customers aren't because they feel entitled.
Do you feel like people that are like yelling at you, the customer is always right, is a time when you should be able to stand up for yourself? Sometimes they get really aggressive.
It all depends on the situation. I don't think anybody should ever be nasty to each other.
Right.
I think there's always a way to calmly and rationally solve an
issue. Things are going to go wrong. You're going to encounter bad service.
Yeah.
That's no excuse to get nasty with people.
No. I mean, you can choose to make your opinion known in other ways. Don't go back to that store or that restaurant.
Yep. Or, you know, I'm really disappointed in the level of service here tonight.
Yep.
It's not your finest moment.
Nope.
And quite frankly, I don't know that I'll ever be back.
Right. Yeah. And if they, you know, and something that sticks in my mind is something I heard once is defense is the first act of war. Like if somebody comes at you and they're yelling at you and they're fighting with you, the war begins when you start to fight back. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can remain calm when somebody is coming at you, it will defuse the situation.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. That is.
Yeah.
That's the level of service we strive to provide here on a normal basis.
Yeah. We apologize for your bad experience. We hope you give us another chance. Maybe, you know, tonight was just an off night.
Here's I'd like a free to offer dessert. You a free coupon for a large order of fries the next time you come back.
Right.
Sometimes, though, I feel like I don't want that because I never want to come back in here. Like, sometimes it's like.
I'm disappointed to hear that.
I
hope you'll reconsider in the meantime.
No, I'm
please
out.
Accept this token of. I don't know. I'm so bad at this. That's why I'm not in customer service.
But there's always, I mean, there's always a way.
There's always a way.
There's always a way.
Yeah, there are people who are much better at it than we are.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one that young people cannot handle about older people. The whole workhorse mentality at most jobs. Like, there's nothing wrong with going above and beyond. In fact, it's great. Going above and beyond is awesome. It just shouldn't be expected all the time, especially at low-paying jobs. It's a different mindset. It's, I work to live. I don't live to work.
Yeah.
Like the older generation does. It's a different funny. Attitude.
Yeah. And the attitude, I think, of the older people is work hard. You know, you want the lower paying jobs. If you really bust your butt and take your job seriously, that's how you get the next job that will pay you more money.
Yeah. But for those jobs that are clearly dead end, I'm never going to get promoted here. Let's be honest. This is going nowhere.
I'd prefer to just come in every day and give 50%.
Punch in, punch out.
Some people are A-OK with that.
And they don't mind at all.
No, and it's fine because we need people to do those jobs. True. And if that's all you have to put forth for the job to get done and done well,
and somehow,
good for you.
The management is cool with them mailing it in and making that $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
I was remembering this time that there was someone within our family was working at a liquor store, and they were like, oh, they're only ever going to work at that liquor store. And I'm like, and thank God, because we have to go there to purchase the booze.
We need people to work
at liquor stores.
Yes. Also, the upsell on that is pretty
remarkable.
They can make a lot of money doing that.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. All right. Something else that drives young people crazy. This is something old people do that drives young people crazy. Acting like it's fine to be bad at technology. Like, just because you're older doesn't mean you can't grow and learn, especially the basics. Like, one person said her dad just refuses to use computers. Like, why? Why not try to learn? Like, you're not going to die tomorrow. Or I don't know, maybe you will, but...
You never know when your time is up.
But, you know, you could live a long time, and technology is going to continue to evolve. So don't you kind of want to hang in there with it just to make your life easier? Maybe learn a new skill, challenge yourself.
It's some people's brains just aren't wired for it.
And some people's.
My mother used to tell me it's harder. Like she said, the older I get, the harder it is for me to grasp new technology. And I got that.
Yeah.
But I was like, but I can't be here all the time, so I need you to at least let me try to show you.
Yeah.
I'll walk you through it, but, you know, you got to learn how to buy stuff on Amazon sometimes.
Yeah.
I think, too, there's some people.
Google something.
Some people's electric energy does not equal. Like my mom, she tries her darndest, but if she could just walk by an unplugged computer, and it will start on fire.
Yeah. My mom's the
and
same
I'm like,
way.
What the hell did you do? I don't know. I just walked by it and it lit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, some people's makeup of their electric system and technology are not a match.
They're not in alignment.
She tries. She's got her ancestry.com printouts.
You guys, you've seen me. You've witnessed it. Yeah. I'm over here. I try. I try all kinds of things.
Yeah, that's
and
the problem.
I know. And then I just, yeah. I do. It's just best if I just need a group of people to kind of follow me around and keep an eye on me in a multitude of different areas. But I can pull off the basics. You know, there's a lot of things I can do.
That's true. You can pull off the basics.
It gets, once it gets a little complicated,
you just got to remember your logins, Jen.
Yeah, but I remember Jen working on that audio file. Like, I...
Which one?
Jen has now launched a podcast. We should talk about that. You have a podcast,
yes.
At Home with Autism podcast.
Yes.
Which she is completely responsible for.
100.
She has to record it. She has to edit it.
Yeah.
She has to produce it. And she has to upload it to the website.
And it doesn't always go well.
Those are a lot of factors for someone
with technology issues.
Yes.
You're getting better at it, though.
You are.
I think so.
Yeah. Right?
But usually weekly/daily, she's like, Tim.
Damn it.
I don't know. I clicked on it and I moved it there, and now I don't know.
Those things you're gonna have. Those things happen to me every day, though. I mean, I've had engineers and guys come in here, and I just had Dave from down the hall had to come in here and show me how to do something.
Yeah.
And there might be a day or two in the next month as we head into holiday vacations that I will be in here by myself, and there's some things that I need to learn now that we're in the new building that I haven't quite mastered yet that I'll be coming to Fritch for.
Yeah. How about
that?
You
let me know. I'll be here. Only until December 23rd.
Yep. Yeah, until December 23rd. Something else that older people do that drives younger people crazy is popping in for a visit. Like, young people always call first.
Yeah.
I think younger people are more territorial about their space and respecting the other person's time. And so that's why they don't just drop by. Or
I don't feel like I can. It kind of scares me. Like, we can't just show up at their house. What if they don't have any clothes on? What if they're having sex upstairs?
I think a little of it has to do with communication, too. Like, when we were children, no one had a cell phone in their pocket. You had to call and then make the drive, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you didn't, you were just like, we're out grocery shopping. Let's just swing by Grandma and Grandpa's house, see what's up.
And can you imagine life before any type of voicemail or answering machine?
I mean,
you called... And they weren't home.
You drove to the bar to see if they were at the bar.
You drove all over trying to figure out where the hell they were.
That's what we did.
You went to the VFW?
They're probably over there. Let's head over there.
I know. I have a friend who lives down in Erlanger, and I rarely make it across the bridge, but I had some business in that area. This person found out that I was in the area, said, "What? Why don't you stop by?" I was like, well, I mean, I would never do that. I wouldn't just like show up.
Right.
Well, you could have. Okay. I'm like, I would never do that to without at least calling first.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want to be like an invader.
Sure.
And I'm explaining this to them, and I'm like, okay, so if I had just shown up at your place,
mm-hmm.
you would have been cool with that. Okay.
Well, please don't just show up at my place right now because my doorbell's not working.
And I was just going to bring up the doorbell thing. I remember being a kid, and when the doorbell rang, it was a moment of excitement.
Like, who is
who's here? Did Uncle Kevin stop over? Like, you ran to the door to see who it was. Now the doorbell rings, and everyone hops behind the couch and pulls a cover over their head.
I pull up the Ring camera, and I'm like,
who is it?
God.
It's just a weird change in the world.
Somebody's at the door.
Don't well, it's usually it. Somebody wanting to
How
sell you
something.
How do
you guys feel, though, about people just popping by?
I hate it.
Yeah.
No. I would be cool with it.
And usually when somebody just rings the doorbell, it's usually a solicitor or salesperson or something. And the other day, not even delivery. Like, they just leave it. They don't even ring the doorbell
anymore. See, our people ring and leave. Like, doo-doo, and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right before the election, the doorbell rang, and I'm like, damn it. And I'm immediately like, who the hell just shows up unannounced that I am like trouncing over the door and I'm about to give this person a piece of my mind, like, don't come here. And it was Jim LaBarbera.
Oh, well, you couldn't be mad.
And he just came by to say hi. And he knows Kristen and he knows the family. And he also asked us to remember to vote on Tuesday.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. He lost, by the way.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
He was not reelected. But it was good to see Jim. Yeah. Look at that. The neighbor came by to say hello.
Yeah.
An old friend.
Well, the problem...
I didn't let him in, by the way.
Didn't you?
No. We just stood at the door, and then there was that awkward silence.
Did you go out, or did you just, like, have the door open a foot?
No, just the door open, you know, chatted for about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, it was good to see you, Jim.
we'll see you later.
Yeah. He had other houses to hit, so it's okay.
See, the doorbell rings, the dog goes crazy, then I yell at the dog, and then you've got a dog barking and a person yelling, and it's
so funny.
And it's like, that's why I've stopped yelling at him, because it doesn't stop him from barking, and we've just doubled the noise. You know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? I did get one of those, a listener recommended, it's an egg, some sort of egg.
Yeah.
And I just keep forgetting to get the AAA batteries.
A lot of people have asked me about that. Like, they were like, what's the barking thing? And I've had to ask you multiple times.
Yeah, I just haven't gotten batteries for it. I keep forgetting. So we're going to be trying that soon.
Making people, okay, here's something else. Young people or older people do that drives young people crazy. Calling instead of texting, which kind of feels to me kind of like just showing up for a visit.
Yes,
calling instead of texting, unless it's an emergency. Young people hate random phone calls because they feel pressure to actually answer the call. So it's like you're forcing them to talk when they don't really want to. The advantage with text, and this is why they prefer texting, is because they can respond when it's convenient for them.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yeah.
What else? Making people feel bad for not owning a house yet. Yeah, I'm with the young people on this one. It's a lot harder than it used to be to own a home in this day and age. And a lot of parents and grandparents don't seem to get that.
Yeah.
Or making them feel bad because they haven't quite gotten into home ownership lately. Hey, I'm working on it. Believe me, I want my piece of the American dream too.
Do you feel like that part of life has also gone away? Like, I remember growing up and feeling like if you didn't own a home, you haven't made it yet. And do you feel like people now are more into like we can rent and move around as much as we want? Like, you don't always have to own a home?
Judging from the real estate market, no, I don't think so, man. It's as hot as ever.
Yeah.
People are paying.
People want to buy a house.
Above asking. Inventory is low. I don't know. That's more of a Tim question, I would think.
Yep, business is good. I mean, there's different ways to look at it too. There's the folks that are like, it's the thing you're supposed to do. So I got married and had babies, and we're gonna buy a house. We're gonna move out of the townhouse we've rented and buy a house in Deer Park, and it's our first starter home. That's what you're supposed to do.
But it's still a great way to build wealth. That's part of that mentality.
But that's the other thing. And then there's the other, like, this is an investment. This will pay off in the future. It's a long game,
yeah.
But I don't think everyone, I think there's folks that look at it like, that's what I'm supposed to do, and then there's folks that look at it as, this is a long game investment thing for my family and our future, and not, they don't always match.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't always look at it both ways. They look at it one way or the other.
Gotcha.
That's what my clients have run into. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so there you go. That and young people are a little annoyed and kind of over the participation trophy jokes. You know, a lot of young people got them.
Mm-hmm.
One side of the argument is that their parents and grandparents were the ones handing them out. So, really, you're going to give me crap.
Give me grief about that.
Yeah. And then others would argue it was actually the teachers and coaches in the school system that was doing it. But, okay, who's really to blame here? We'll just let that one slide. 747, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. We're going to take a quick break here and... Yeah, coming up, second date update week. And we're going to have an early impromptu Jeff Ruby's lunch here today.
How fun is that?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited.
Super.
That's straight ahead, but let's check the roads. In the meantime, here's Denise with your latest traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.